Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally Mary.
Mm-hmm.
We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we're doing a retro review on Cry Wolf.
Yeah, Cry Wolf. Retro review. It was made in 2005, so it's like 16 years old now, so we can consider it retro.
Sure. I mean, it makes me feel incredibly old that we're doing a retro review from 2005, but whatever, we'll go with it. It's been over 10 years.
Just roll with it. But before we get into the film, I want to talk about like the horror films from the 2000 to 2010, the aughts.
Right.
I've recently found myself fascinated with them. Because some time has passed now. It's been like over 10 years that you can actually look back on a decade and see what it was about. So like the aughts, there were two types of films that were kind of dominant.
Right.
It was the torture porn, the Saw, the Hostel, those kind of things. And then it was the era of the remake boom. You had Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Friday the 13th, The Fog, Amityville Horror, My Bloody Valentine, Halloween, The Ring, The Grudge, on and on and on. So it's kind of curious that there's a whole bunch of these horror films that kind of went under the radar or went against the grain. Mm-hmm. But I think that's with every era of film.
Right.
But I think Cry Wolf is one of those that it wasn't a torture porn. It wasn't a remake. It kind of had like hints of 90s and 80s in it.
It did.
For sure. So yeah, I just think it's curious. I think that era of film is, I'm more interested in it now. Like I want to go back and watch a lot of those like Session 9 or Ginger Snaps, Hatchet, Cherry Falls.
Right.
Those were all 2000s. And also there was a time when digital was coming. So people were transitioning from film to digital, and sometimes it looked like shit. Like, what was it? Oh. I'll Always Know What You Did Last Summer looked terrible. It was shot digitally. But Cry Wolf, I think, was shot on film. So it looks really good still. Mm-hmm. But anyways, yeah. So if you haven't seen Cry Wolf, spoilers, we're about to talk about it. And if you haven't, pause this, go watch Cry Wolf, and come on back.
Right.
And join us and let us know what you think of the film. So, Cry Wolf. All right. It's about a new kid who arrives at a wealthy boarding school, befriends a sexy gal, and her and her pals, they play a... what do they play? They play a game where...
It's kind of called Cry Wolf.
Yeah.
Like, you have to... Who's the liar?
Yeah.
And you have to find out who the wolf is, essentially.
So, it's like a kid's game of duck, duck, goose, kind of. But then they want to up it. And what they do is they create a fake serial killer, and then they blast that online.
Right, because there was a killer. I mean, someone got murdered in the woods.
In the intro, someone dies, and then they use that as like, oh, there's a killer going. So they invent a killer.
Right.
And then they put it out there, which I have to say, it was kind of a prelude to the modern era with Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, how you can just put something out there and people will believe it.
Right.
So that was kind of ahead of its time. But anyways, what did you think of Cry Wolf?
I really enjoyed it. So I haven't watched a lot of early 2000s horror movies. Different time in my life.
Yeah.
So
we got to catch up.
I do. So I'm excited to start watching more early 2000 movies. And I didn't even know this one existed. And I was really excited. Got some Padalecki in it.
Yeah, I forgot. The Supernatural guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it had a really fun premise, and it was fun, and it was fast paced, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, me too. And who else was in it? Who was a co-star?
Oh, Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi.
John Bon Jovi is in this movie. We're watching it, and then all of a sudden we're like, holy shit, that's Bon Jovi.
Yeah, he plays a teacher and also a suspect, because it's a whodunit.
Right.
For the most part, right?
Yeah, kind you're of. Trying to, who killed the girl?
Yeah.
And then of course, the email spreads, and then, is his name Owen?
I can't remember.
The main character, the new guy, he starts receiving IMs.
Instant messages.
IMs through AOL. A big thing.
Yeah.
By the person who called the Wolf, because that's what they named their serial killer.
Yeah, they created a serial killer called the Wolf. I wasn't a fan of the... That's one thing I didn't like about this, was the design of the killer, because it was an orange ski mask and camo and like a stock hunting knife.
Right.
It makes for a cool cover, I think, but I wasn't a fan of the killer design. That was one of the things I didn't like about the film. But yeah, I mean, they created a killer.
Right, and then their kind of whodunit was like, okay, who's the Wolf now? Because he's like going to pick off all the people that were in the little circle.
Yeah, because they just made the story up to kind of scare people. Right. But then seemingly people start
dying
or disappearing, which is another one of the things that I didn't like. Oh, well, okay, when I first watched it, I think I've only seen this movie like twice.
Okay.
Maybe three times. I saw it when it first came out, and if I saw it a second time, it was around then. So the next time I saw it was when we saw it recently. So I saw it like 15 years ago, and then I saw it this time. And I was curious if I would still enjoy it.
Right.
And I did.
Because you knew the ending and you knew
how it would work. Yeah, because I knew what was going on. And so how was it for you? Like, did you pick up what was going on through the movie, or...
I think it did a really good job at going, is this a real thing? Is this a fake thing?
Kinda.
I think they had some moments where because I think for me, I was like, okay, it's totally a prank. Like,
yeah,
they're fucking with this kid. And then something would happen and I'd be like, maybe they're not.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
And then you'd go, okay, maybe they are. I mean, towards the end, then you're like, okay, they are. But like...
Maybe that's why I liked it back then. Maybe that's how I felt when I watched it the first time. Because now watching it, and I've just gained more knowledge of films and stuff.
Right.
If you don't see a murder happen and it happens off screen...
Oh, yeah.
The rules of film is it didn't...
It's a lie.
It didn't happen. And all of the kills, aside from the first one you see in the intro, were all off screen.
Right. There was lots of screaming, and then you'd see blood.
Yeah.
Or... a seemingly dead body, but you didn't see him die.
Yeah, but then it towards the end, another person died, like actually died.
Yeah,
Bon Jovi died.
Also, Bon Jovi was boning the students.
Oh yeah,
he was boning the hot chick. That,
yeah, he was
the
fucking
Owen
at
kid.
Least two students.
Right.
Yeah,
and you, one of the parts of it made me laugh is so like the girl. That the Owen kid, I think, we're just going to call him Owen.
Okay, well, his name's Owen. All right.
His name's Owen, whether it is or not. Like, he meets her and he's like, oh, hot chick, who has her 90s eyebrows. And
they were great.
They 90s were great. Eyebrows. I mean, they were. And she, like, body rolls into him and she's like, let's make a killer. Or let's create a killer.
You know, why don't you body roll into me and say stuff like that?
Let's create a killer.
You're going to start body rolling into me from now on.
I will be like... let's make ribs. That's what I'm going to body roll you into.
All right. Well, at least I get some body rolls. Another thing I didn't like about this was the lack of boobs. There were no boobs. There was no nudity.
There was no man butt either, so.
Yeah, that's true. But surprisingly,
equal opportunity over here.
This was PG-13, the theatrical release, and I think they did a good job of making it not seem too PG-13.
Right.
I think there's an unrated cut, but... I don't think it goes too much further than PG-13.
Oh, yeah, I don't think it...
Yeah.
Yeah. I did... And then at the end, so at the end, this kid's, like, losing his shit. People are... The killer's after him. But really, it's all his seemingly new friends that are just fucking with him.
Yeah.
And then he, like, confronts Bon Jovi about being the killer.
Yeah.
And then they struggle and then Bon Jovi dies. And so the kid actually kills someone.
Yeah.
And then all of his friends are like, oh shit, we didn't mean for that to happen.
Yeah.
But turns out Bon Jovi was the killer in the beginning. He really was the killer. He killed the,
No, it was the chick.
Oh, that's right.
What are you talking about? You saw the movie. No, it was the chick all along.
The chick all along. She
was jealous.
She was jealous because Bon Jovi was boning the blonde.
Yeah.
And so she set everything up.
It was just a psycho girl the whole time.
Yeah. The body roll girl, psycho.
Yep.
Which I totally called that In the beginning,
you're like, she's crazy.
She's fucking psychotic right there. That one's psycho.
Only crazy bitches with eyebrows like that. That body roll.
That body rolls into people.
Yeah.
And then at the end, the kid's like, it was all you the whole time. And she's like, who would believe you, though?
Yeah. Then the credits roll.
Yeah. But then she walks away.
Yeah. I think it was fun. So here's a cool bit of trivia that I didn't know. I looked this up on Internet Movie Database. Jeff Wadlow, the director, he got a chance to make this after winning $1 million at the 2002 Chrysler Million Dollar Film Festival.
What?
So he got $1 million to make this. So the budget was around $1 million. And I think with that budget, he did a really great job of using it.
Oh,
for
yeah.
sure. Like, it was a great location. It was shot well. It was acted pretty decently. It was directed good. There was some early 2000s editing choices that were a little funky, but it was still, I think with the budget he had, he did a great job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said, I wasn't a fan of the killer design, but I think overall, I really think if you're a horror fan and you haven't watched Cry Wolf, to give it a try, and if you haven't seen it in years, no matter if you liked it or not, to just revisit it and see if you hate it or if you like it or if it's blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's worth it.
So what would you rate it? 1 out of 10 Bloody Marys.
A 7.
A 7?
Yeah. I was thoroughly enjoyed. I liked the, because I hadn't seen it before. Mm. So it did give me that, she's psychotic. They're faking it.
Yeah.
Are they faking it?
Yeah.
They're faking it. Maybe not. You know, so it did give you that little roller coaster of like, whodunit, but. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it.
Cool. Yeah, so. I mean, I feel the same. A 7, same score. I think it's not great, but I think it's a fun sleeper horror of the early 2000s. I mean, if you're sick of what was dominant at that time.
Right, Saw.
This one kind of slid under the radar. I don't think it did too well either because this type of movie wasn't popular then. The Saws and stuff were.
Right.
For some reason, culture wanted to see people being tortured in this era of horror film, and there really wasn't that in Cry Wolf. Really was like an 80s 90s type of, it had like hints of April Fool's Day, hints of Scream, so it was kind of a combo of all that stuff, and I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah
So I don't know. If you guys seen it, let us know what you think.
Yeah, let us know. Drop us a line, social media.
Yeah,
Instagram, Facebook.
So quick retro review. Our Bloody Marys aren't really that much dead, but we're going to continue to drink them.
All right.
Drink in moderation. Enjoy life and death. And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Peace, bitches.
The Bloody Mary Podcast.